Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Menachah Samach Vav, Menachah 66a, pagination is 131. We'll make reference to the facing page, a large section of Gemara over here regarding Sefiras HaOmer, the counting between Pesach and Shavuos. Now, the specific time of the counting is like the Omer, Mimacharas HaShabbos, after the first day of Yom Tov, so that indeed the second day of Yom Tov is the first day towards this count, towards Shavuos, which is both a 50-day count and a 7 weeks count. You could see that on the facing page on the fifth line. On the one hand, the pasuk says, Tisperu Chamishim Yom, you're counting 50 days till Shavuos. And on the other hand, you're counting 7 weeks, each week obviously having 7 days in its cycle. Sheva Shabbosos Temimos Tihiyeno. It should be 7 complete weeks. We also have on the facing page, counting up from the bottom of the Amud, about 12 lines. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned, Usfartem lochem, you should count for yourselves, Shetei Sfira lochal echad ve'echad, that each individual has this mitzvah to do Sfira, to do the count. And so on today's daf, just below midway on the page, actually about a third of the way up, at the end of a line, the Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Mitzvah lemimne yomei, u'mitzvah lemimne shavuei. It's a mitzvah to count the number of days that you're up to, and a mitzvah to count the number of weeks. And in fact, we incorporate in our text of Sfira the number of days in total, as well as the number of weeks and its remainder towards the next complete week. Now, it is important to mention that when a person is counting the Omer, they should understand what it is that they're counting. To recite it as a ritual without understanding the meaning that the words, even if you don't know the exact translation of each word, but collectively that it means 38, for example, that's important information to understand what day you're counting. It's a little bit like if a person would say Hineni Mechavein in order to add additional kavana to the mitzvah and not know what the Hineni Mechavein is about, even in a general sense. It's not a little bit like, but it's something to pay attention to. Towards the end of the Gemara, right before the Mishnah, Rabbonan Devei Ravashi Manu Yomi Yumani Shivui, indeed, the rabbis of the Beis Medrash of Rav Ashi, the custom there was that they counted the days and they counted the weeks. Amemer mani yomi v'lo mani shivui. Amemer, however, said, you count the days, you don't have to count the weeks. Omar zecher l'mikdash hu. It's only a remembrance of the Beis HaMikdash, of those times, and therefore you don't have to be quite as diligent. Recognizing in the time of the Beis HaMikdash there was indeed such a mitzvah, days and weeks, but we are just zecher lemikdash to remember what they did in the Mikdash, and therefore it's a bit more lenient. In the words of Rashi, lav chovahu, it's not a biblical obligation, the haleka omer, because we don't have the korban omer in our time, so what are you counting from the omer till Shavuos? El zecher lemikdash ba'almahu, it's a remembrance. Hilkach b'yomei sagi, and therefore just counting the days is sufficient. Now, there's a lot on the topic of Sfiras HaOmer. In Shulchan Aruch, in fact, there's an entire chapter regarding the counting and a separate chapter regarding our customs of mourning during the time of Sfira because of the loss of the students of Rabbi Akiva. So we're focused on the Siman Tav Pei Tes regarding the counting. And if you take a look at Tosfos on our page, Zecher LeMikdash Hu, that it's only a remembrance to the Mikdash, Tosfos suggests that perhaps there are additional leniencies, namely, Nira. There are those that say, Debesafek Chashicha Yachal Levarech, that when it's doubtfully night, you can already recite the bracha and do the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, even though it's not definitively the next day. We know that there's a period of time following sunset that's in doubt. And that time period, Bein Hashmashos, is what we're referring to. You don't have to wait the way we would for Shema, for example, or to make a bracha on the sukkah, leshe basukkah. You wait till it's really night. Because it's rabbinic, you're able to be a little bit more lenient. Va'od omer. Additionally, there are those who say, da'afilu biyom samoch lachashecha, when you're still during the day, close to it becoming night, adif, maybe that's even better, mishum tamimos, because then you're counting the entire day. Kida amrinan la'el, as was mentioned, ve'enira, and Taisva says, and we don't agree. That's not the way we do it. We wait until it's night. So this topic of how early you can count is a monumental topic, really a very unusual presentation by the Mechaber Siman Tov Pei Tes Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, "Hamispalel lematzibur, if you're davening with the congregation mibaod yom and it's still day, mona imayim below bracha, you can count with them without a bracha, with a condition that if I remember later, I'll count later with a bracha, and otherwise this counting should count so that I know I did the mitzvah. Vim yizkor b'layla yivarach v'yispar, all based on a condition so that he can later recite the bracha, if he does remember. What does it mean, miba'od yom, while it's still day, the congregation is counting, and you should consider counting with them with a condition? So the Mishnah Berurah says, yesh mi'acharonim shepirshu haynu beishna shmashos. This is talking about that time period after sunset, after shkia, which is safek laila, but it's not definitively night. And that's what this leniency of it's a drabanon, and you're counting, and it's good enough. Achein hu rotze ledakdek v'lispa mitzeis hakochavim. This particular person would like to wait until it's truly night with the stars being seen the way we would, perhaps, on Matzei Shabbos. Or at least for Shema, where there's no mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. It's just whenever we define night, that's sufficient. In any case, you have this interesting thing that he's counting because he's afraid he's going to forget, and it's sufficient. The Bi'ur Halacha expands on this. He says there are opinions that say that Plag HaMincha is already allowable because we allow a person to daven Ma'ariv then. So you could count Sfira then as well. But he says, Mi'ikir adin ein zman Sfira oz, that's not really true. And if people do it because they have no choice, they had to daven earlier because it got dark, it was dangerous to be outside, they didn't have lighting the way we do. People do it, it exists. And there are those that suggest that that's what the Mechaber meant, literally, mi'ba'od yom, while it's still day before sunset. But again, the Mishnah Berurah says it's talking about the Bein Hashmashos period that is addressed with this sensitivity, that on a communal level, we might actually say Sefira because the bulk of the people need to remember and they might conduct themselves in such a way, but the individual might decide to, in the suggestion of the Mechaber, perhaps even count with them with a condition without a bracha. Additionally, in our Tosfos, we have two other comments that I'd like to highlight. Heicha deshokach lispar balayla. If a person forgot to count at night, pasak bahag shesofer bayom. The Bahag Paskins, you should count by day, and that is indeed our practice. If a person forgot at night, then he would count by day, but if you're counting by day, we do so without a bracha. Also, in the same Taisvis, the last four lines of the page, in Taisvis, Od Pasak Bahalochas Gedolos, another psak from the Bahag, Shim Hifsik Yom Echod Velo Safar, if he missed a day and did not count, meaning even by day he forgot to count, Shuv Eino Sofer, he no longer can count with a bracha, Mishim Deboi Temimos, because to do the mitzvah properly, it means Temimos, complete, you didn't miss any days. The same thing would be if a person accidentally counted the wrong day. He missed counting correctly. Says Taisvis, V'teima gedolahu v'lo yitachin. It's a wonderment to say such a thing. It's not correct according to Taisvis, and a person who forgets can still count, according to Taisvis, with a bracha on the following days, because the count is the count, even if you missed a day. We indeed paskin, like the Bahag L'chumra, that if a person missed a day, we would not count with a bracha. But if it's doubtful if he counted, or he's not sure if he counted the correct one, etc., then a shaila should be asked, because it is possible that there's room for leniency for him to continue counting with a bracha. Once you have a doubt in the shita of the Bahag, it could be that you could count with a bracha. You see that Tosfos is strongly dissenting. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.